Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
We're chatting some swimming on today's edition of the Kona Edge, and we have a returning guest from Des Moines, Iowa. We touch base with Matt Kaminsky today to find out a little bit about his swim and some of the things he's done to get better in the water over time. And just a massive thank you for listening and downloading this podcast. The numbers are growing fantastically well. And unfortunately, it's one of those necessary evils, I guess. We do have sponsors on the podcast, but if you'd like to support us, and if you hate advertisements, all you need to do is access the commercial-free feed of the Kona Edge. It'll only cost you a few bucks a month, and it helps us keep the lights on. So if you want to access that feed right now, no commercials, just the juicy stuff, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. That's SUPPORT. Become a patron, and we'll send you the commercial-free feed and podcast every single day. So go check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/support. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T-Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching, and don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's have some swimming. Matt joins us once again. Matt, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Your swim, you grew up swimming a bit as well. It definitely helps if you do have a bit of a swimming background when you get into the sport of triathlon. Out of the three disciplines, how would you rate your swim? Where does it sit?
I'd probably say that my swim is the worst. I did swim a little bit in high school, but I was by no means a fish. We had a pretty relaxed high school program. So traditionally my swim had always been the worst. And after I qualified for Kona, actually this year, the first 3 months of the year, I swam about, 250,000 yards. And that gave my swimming a huge boost. So I was really happy with how my swim went in Kona this year.
It's amazing you say that, and I can't for the life remember who it was, but I was chatting to somebody a few weeks ago here on the podcast, and they were talking about exactly that. In an off season, that's all they literally did was just swim day in and day out, and they were just sort of singing the praises of what a difference that made to their swim. If someone's struggling, would you suggest that? Take 3 months, the 3 month block out of season, and just really focus on dialing it in?
Oh yeah, it was a huge benefit for me. I swam basically 6 days a week for 3 months, and just over that block, I made some huge improvements. And then it became much easier when I was swimming 4 or 5 days a week. That felt like almost no swimming, and I was able to. I still improved a little bit from the end of March and to Kona, but mostly it was just about maintaining. And I think the other great thing about swimming is it provides a big aerobic benefit. So it can really help build a base for swimming or for running and biking without a lot of impact. So it's a great off-season tool, I think.
In that block, obviously there was a lot of volume. How much did you work on your technique and sorting those sorts of things out?
Not a whole lot on technique. My technique was okay when I started that. It definitely improved some, just naturally from swimming a lot. I didn't do a ton of drills or anything. I did a decent amount of band only swimming. which for me, coming from more of a running background, I think helped quite a bit to kind of get those legs up. But other than that, it was mostly just a lot of hard swimming.
A lot of staring at the black line. As far as workouts, what do you absolutely love doing in the water?
So probably my two go-to workouts are 20 by 100 on fastest send-off. So I think that's pretty standard. Going into Kona, I did that on 120 in short course yards. And then my other one that I did a few times was 6 by 800. The first, they're build 1 through 3. And then, so the first three are with paddles and buoy, and then the second three are swim, build 1 through 3. So on that those last couple swimming ones, that really gets, those are pretty tough. And I think that builds a lot of mental strength. Just you're basically staring at the bottom of the pool for like an hour straight with a couple little breaks. So that kind of prepares you for what an Ironman swim is like.
Do you get to do much open water where you are in Des Moines?
Not too much. So I was out in Kona for a week before, so swam almost every day in the ocean. So that was a big help. And then earlier this year, I raced Ironman Muskoka up in Ontario, Canada. And the week before, my family has a little cabin up there. So we were out in, it's on a giant river. So I swam in the river every day. And those two swims were probably my best swims ever. So I think I don't necessarily feel like I need to swim a ton in open water, but it is really nice to get in it kind of leading up to the race. And there's a few things that are a little bit different than swimming in the pool that you, if you just kind of get used to, that can be a big help, I think.
Mm. As far as your swimming, are you part of a master's group, or do you tend to do stuff on your own?
So over the summer, we have a master's group here. We swim, we have a nice long course outdoor pool that we swim in. And then the rest of the year, I mostly swim on my own. There's a few guys in town and a couple guys at work that I'll swim with sometimes. But most of the time, I just do most of my training on my own, which for me is fine. It's good to go with people sometimes, but sometimes it's good just to bring your own workout, and then you don't have to worry about what anybody else wants to do, and you just get it done.
Absolutely. Matt, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your Ironman bike next time out. We'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you very much to Matt once again on this edition of the Kona Edge. And don't forget, up for grabs, an Ironman entry. If you'd like to stand in line to win it, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. And I'm going to throw a challenge out there too. I know we've got a couple of the big triathlon brands that listen to us. If you'd like to sponsor a few prizes, come throw them our way. Be in touch, brad@thekonaedge.com. We'll give you a bit of a punt on the podcast. Give us some gear to give away to our listeners. It would be hugely appreciated. So be in touch, brad@thekonaedge.com. Let's work something out. I look forward to hearing from you. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be chatting some biking here on the Kona Edge. Have a superb day. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.